Time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, since I was in Montreal for the past 4 days, yes. I thought that we would talk about Montreal for the Wiki Corner
that's
today.
Wonderful. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So Montreal is the second most populous city in Canada.
Wow.
After Toronto.
Oh, you're right.
And it's the most populous city in the province of Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
Founded in 1642, it is named after Mount Royal, which is the triple-peaked hill around which the early city was built. No building can be taller than Mount Royal. There's a municipal regulation that prohibits buildings being taller than the height of the mountain's summit.
Wait, hold on a second. How tall is the mountain? You have to be concerned that they would build...
It's not really much. I mean, it's a mountain is like a very... It's a
big... Is it like Bristol Mountain?
Well, yes.
Well, you're like, well, it's not the Rockies, well, but
right. It's not like the Adirondacks.
It's a pointy hill.
But it was quite a walk up the hill because we did that.
So you walked to the top of the mountain?
We did. But it was more of a... But it, yeah.
Did you look at any buildings in Montreal and go, that one's close to the height of the mountain?
No, it was actually... I didn't realize that before.
Oh, okay.
I did this Wiki Corner, so... And when you're up on the top of the hill, I guess, yeah.
It's a mountain. Sorry, please, can you show some respect?
Right.
To our Canadian brothers and sisters.
So Mount Royal Park was designed by Frederick Law Olmsted, who also designed Central Park in New York City and Highland Park here in Rochester.
Oh, my heavens. Yeah. Wow, nice job.
So French is the city's official language. However, Montreal is one of the most bilingual cities in Quebec and Canada, with around 60% of the population able to speak both English and French. Though most of the rest of Canada speaks English as a first language, Montrealers and most of Quebec are known for their French culture, and this dates back to 1535 when Jacques Cartier arrived in Montreal after navigating the St. Lawrence River and claimed it for France.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
For over a century and a half, Montreal was the industrial and financial center of Canada. Uh-huh. This legacy has left a variety of buildings, including factories, elevators, warehouses, mills, and refineries, that today provide an invaluable insight into the city's history. And some of the city's earliest still standing buildings date back to the late 17th and early 18th centuries.
I see. All right.
Montreal has hosted multiple international conferences and events, including the 1967 International and Universal Exposition and the 1976 Summer Olympics.
Oh, wow.
It's the only Canadian city to have held the Summer Olympics. They've held Winter Olympics, obviously, but not so much.
I heard it's hot up there. You told me it was like 85 degrees last week.
Yeah. Canada remains the only host nation of a Summer Olympics that did not win at least one gold medal in its own games. That year, in 1976, they won a total of 11 medals, 5 silver and 6 bronze.
Did they get like a participation thing? Like, maybe. Hey, thanks for hosting.
Yeah.
Hang this on your wall.
Maybe. Yeah. But they've gotten a better sense than I think.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, that's good.
So Montreal is also hockey's capital.
Oh, yeah.
The first official hockey game was played in Montreal on March 3rd, 1875, and the National Hockey League was founded there in 1917. Their hockey team, the Montreal Canadiens, have won the Stanley Cup more than any other franchise.
Nice. Good job.
Montreal also has more bike paths than any other North American city.
Really?
At the latest count, there were nearly 500 miles of paths winding their way through the city, and even more being built. The city hosts the Canadian Grand Prix of Formula One, the Montreal International Jazz Festival, which is the largest jazz festival in the world.
Hey, what?
Yeah. And the Just for Laughs Festival, which is the largest comedy festival in the world.
Look at them up there.
Cirque du Soleil, the world's largest modern circus, was formed in Montreal in 1984. Mm. And some things that were invented in Montreal include peanut butter.
What?
Yeah.
Crunchy or creamy?
I don't know.
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah.
The board game Trivial Pursuit.
No way.
The snowblower. Makes sense.
The snowblower.
And IMAX theaters.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some pretty cool stuff.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Queen Elizabeth Hotel there in Montreal was one of the sites where John Lennon and Yoko Ono had their famous bed-ins for peace in 1969.
Oh, right.
And during their week-long stay, the couple wrote and recorded Give Peace a Chance right there.
Right there in Montreal?
In their hotel room.
Holy cow.
In Montreal.
That's something.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Montreal, did you?
Yes, we're going to play an artist who is from Montreal. Corey Hart is from there, so we're going to play Sunglasses at Night.
All right. I don't hear the Canadian accent, but I'll be listening. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Not Feldman, not Haim. Hart. Corey Hart and Sunglasses at Night. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because Corey Hart is from Montreal, and that is what we were talking about for the Wiki today.
There you go. Is there a French version of that song? Is it in French?
Ooh, I don't know.
What would you say, Sunglasses at Night, in French?
I don't know.
How do you say night? Nacht. No, it's German.
How do you spell it?
Nui?
Nui. Oh, yeah. Nui. Yeah. That's cute. That'd be a cute song. Nui.
We'll have to see if that exists.
Nui.
I bet it does.
I bet it does, too. All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay. Montreal is the only Canadian city to host the Summer Olympics.
The first official hockey game was played there in 1875.
And John Lennon and Yoko Ono wrote and recorded their song Give Peace a Chance during their Bed In for Peace in Montreal in 1969.
In the shadows of the great Mount Real.
Royal.
Royal, that is... the inspiration for the name Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
There it is, the great mountain. Snow caps on top of snow?
No, no. Snow caps, no.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Nice gift shop.
No. Even the mountain has a gift shop.
Of course.
That's nice. Folks who want to learn more about Montreal, Sarah, they could give you a call, or
yeah,
they
sure.
could do what now?
You can go to my wiki blog.
That's
you
right.
can go to legends1027.com. On the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You can always text us with information about Montreal as well. In studio, texting 222-4000. Maybe teach Sarah a little something about the city she just visited. And that's it.
That's it.
Back tomorrow, fresh episode 410.
Absolutely.
Please and thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. Ed Smith with traffic. We'll check the forecast with meteorologist Josh Nichols. It will be worth the wait. It's all coming up on Legends.